Well, we're talking some Enderlin Maple Valley softball, and joining us is head coach Cale Hamry. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks, Joel.
You guys are already two games into your season. You played against Fargo South to start off the year on Monday. But before that, maybe let's talk a little bit about your offseason coming into this year. What was your plan to get the team ready for the season, and what were some things you really wanted to emphasize in the weeks leading up to that first game?
The biggest thing for our squad was finding our pitching staff and deciding what we want to do with that. We had a starter last year that pitched a lot of games for us that ended up graduating early in December. So our staff is a little short-handed, but that was kind of probably our biggest focus, was finding who could step into that role. I think we found a couple of girls that will be able to throw quite a few innings for us this year. Other than that, it was just kind of getting to know the players, first-year coaching, and I think it's gone pretty well so far.
When you coach the girls' basketball team, and a lot of these same athletes are going to be playing for you here in the spring, and there's also a good handful of seniors on the team, do those two factors make things easier for a first-year coach?
Most definitely. Probably the biggest factor in my decision to take the softball program was due to the fact that I had this group of girls in girls basketball the past 2 years, and they really make life enjoyable and fun to be around. So I thought I could maybe help and give back and kind of teach them a little bit what I know and have them teach me some new things that I maybe don't know. But the girls played a huge part in it. Group of seniors, four seniors again here in softball. They're kind of a big part of the reason why I decided to take this job.
Also, spending some time with the baseball team as an assistant coach, and you're going to have a few days of back-to-back baseball. How do you keep everything straight?
That's a very good question. It's kind of an hour-by-hour schedule for me right now. Kind of handling all the softball practices and games, but whenever I don't have a game and the boys are playing, I'll try to kind of swing down or drive the bus for them and help out in the dugouts with Coach Bratlin. I was their assistant last year. I had a lot of fun doing that. Baseball's kind of always been one of the sports that I enjoyed the most. So just trying to give back to the community and kind of spread a little bit of baseball knowledge to some of these younger players.
Kind of two different games for you guys against Fargo South on Monday. The first one, a really high-scoring one. South ends up taking that one 11-10. Second one, you win 8-2 in four innings. What were some things you're really pleased with in those first two games, and what were some things that you know are going to need a little bit of work?
I think the biggest thing was our offense. We put together some pretty good hitting performances. Big thing to preach with our program is getting on base. Big believer in on-base percentage. We had a lot of girls that were able to get on base for us and kind of make things happen. Big thing with high school fast pitch softball is to get on base, and usually you have some pretty high chances to score runs that inning. Few little things to work on first game of the year, a couple of small issues within the games, but I feel like our plate appearances and then our overall defense was fairly decent for in our first two games of the spring. So hopefully we can build on that and keep moving forward.
You guys are in the East region of Class B. I know you weren't around last year, but you're around those same programs and those same teams. You know, who do you feel is going to be on top of that region, and where do you feel you guys are going to fit into that mix?
From what I know and from what I've heard from around the region, I think Castleton and Kindred will be the two top ones around the region. Don't know a whole lot about other schools. It is a pretty spread out region. A lot of girls I've never seen before. Don't know what type of athletes they are. But I am pretty familiar with the Kindred and Castleton squads, and I think they'll put together a pretty solid region. But I think Enderlin, Maple Valley, if we are able to kind of hold our own, and we might be able to steal a couple games from some of them bigger programs.
Who are some of the players this season right away you tell that you're really going to be leaning on, and who are some players who you think could step into some bigger roles as the season moves on?
Right now, Allison Bartholomew, real good basketball player for our basketball program. She's kind of our ace pitcher for the team this spring. She went 5-for-7 at the plate on Monday as well, so she's really kind of taken a strong role there for us. Kelsey Marschke, the starting catcher, another senior. She kind of calls all the pitches. I let her do her own thing behind the plate. She does a really nice job. Two other seniors, Brooke Michelson, Miranda Scramstead, been around the game and know it pretty well. And then I have some younger girls that have really improved throughout the years. Tingley sisters, Taylor Tingley, she's a sophomore, and then Caitlin Tingley, an eighth grader. Good athletes, all-around athletes. They bat 2 and 4 for us, so they're pretty big parts of our offense, and they also help our pitching staff But then it's kind of throughout the lineup, a lot of familiar names, Georgina Oren as well, anchoring third base. But we have a pretty good core of girls to build around, and hopefully we can compete this year.
You'll take on Mayport CG coming up on Thursday. What do you know about that team, and what are you guys going to look out for to get some wins out there?
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. I couldn't tell you one player from the team. I haven't been around a whole lot, and not a whole lot of coverage around the state for fast pitch softball. So it's going to be kind of a show up and see what they got, and we'll learn from each at bats as the game goes on.
We've been talking with Cale Hamry, head coach of the Enderlin Maple Valley Falcons softball team. Coach, thanks for joining us here, and good luck on Thursday.
Thanks, Joel. I appreciate it.